Do you have a vacuum cleaner story?
Yes, I do.
What happened?
I have a sister-in-law who had a brother-in-law who's now deceased, but it wasn't because of the vacuum cleaner.
Oh, thank goodness.
Yes, but he got some rocks in his gas tank. So he took his car to a car wash, where it was a self-serve car wash, and decides to vacuum out the rocks out of his gas tank.
Yeah.
So as he's standing there, he starts hearing a funny kind of a roar, and all of a sudden he turns around, and the vacuum cleaner tank goes like a rocket, just blows right off the cement thing that it was bolted to.
No way.
Yeah. Well, he hops in his car and drives off as fast as he can.
Sure.
Well, yeah, like nothing happened. Yeah.
Yeah. And then sits and watches while the fire department comes to put out this big roaring fire that happened at the car wash.
Oh, my God.
But did he get the rocks out of his gas tank?
No.
You know, I don't think so.
Oh. I'm sure they were at the bottom of the tank. I bet he had a long way to go to get the rocks.
We know where the rocks were.
In his head.
In his head. They spilled out in the gas tank.
Wow.
Well, we all had a lot of fun with that story.
I'll bet.
I bet.
Thanks very much.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Boom.
Oh, my God.
Holy moly.
Okay, remember this, kids. Vacuum cleaners are not a toy.
No.